This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. In Geneva today, the United States is defending its treatment of foreign terror suspects before the UN's watchdog agency on torture. The Bush administration's case is being presented by the State Department's legal advisor, John Bellinger, who told the UN Committee Against Torture that the U.S. is absolutely committed to upholding its international obligations. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Geneva covering the meeting. Rob, exactly what sort of case is the U.S. presenting today?
Well, the U.S. officials here, led by John Bellinger, they include officials from the Department of Defense, Justice, and Homeland Security. Interestingly, no one from the intelligence services here, but they've been presenting a vigorous defense of U.S. government practices. They have admitted that there have been cases of torture and cruel and inhumane treatment. They have not denied that, but they've said that those have been a few instances that have been dealt with, and it's not at all a systemic problem. The crucial issue that has come up this morning in the debate, though, is that the U.S. government, of course, says that the UN Convention on Torture does not apply outside of the U.S. So it only applies on U.S. soil and cannot be applicable to Guantanamo Bay, to bases in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, this has been very much the focus of the questioning from the UN committee.
So if the U.S. is saying this is not a problem, why did it agree to appear before this committee?
Well, because it has to, as a signatory to the UN Convention Against Torture and Degrading and Inhumane Treatment. There are 141 signatories to this convention. Every single one of them must come up. It comes in rotation, usually every 3 or 4 years. So it just happens that because of the war on terror, there has been a lot of focus on this issue, and so it has received a lot more spotlight. But even if the war on terror wasn't going on, the U.S. government would be here presenting its case about whatever domestic cases of torture were in the news.
Mm-hmm. But it has taken on sort of an extraordinary, it's an extraordinary event because of the of 9/11.
That's exactly right. And, of course, that has been the focus of the discussion this morning. There have been, discussions about police brutality in certain U.S. cities, totally unrelated to the war on terror. But everyone wants to know about how the U.S. is treating its detainees, especially in its bases off U.S. soil.
Is the outcome of this process likely to have any binding effect? Does the committee have any enforcement powers?
It doesn't have strict enforcement powers because, of course, all the sovereign governments who sign up to UN conventions, they can interpret how they enforce those within their own sovereign countries. I think the UN, the NGOs I've been speaking to here, of whom there are many, say the most important thing is just getting an international airing of this issue and getting it into the international spotlight.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Geneva, where the Bush administration is defending its treatment of foreign terror suspects.